listening to The Travel Writers Show. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, brought to you by Pellet, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and we're broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. And right at the moment, we're free of pandemic lockdowns, which is a pretty good feeling. We do hope you are staying safe and well if you are being impacted by coronavirus in your community. It was a little disturbing to read some politicians, some epidemiologists, and at least one CEO of a vaccine maker suggesting recently that COVID will be with us forever. In future years, it could become a milder virus, similar to the common cold. And while discounting those who might have a vested interest in the longevity of this disease, I guess we just have to live with it, protect ourselves and our communities by doing everything we personally can not to catch it and not to spread it. Personally, it'll be great when we don't have to report on COVID and we no longer have to live under a state of emergency. The powers that governments have assumed over where we go and what we do. Anyway, moving on. This week, we have some more stories on lifestyle and travel, specifically for listeners around the world on SoundCloud. While winter in Melbourne can be chilly, it's a good time to warm up in this culinary capital of Australia with comfort food. And one of the joys of this time of year is the truffle, which grows here quite well now. And there's a special element that it brings to everything from scrambled eggs to mashed potato. Rita Ehrlich speaks with chefs Scott Pickett and Vel Barrere on truffles. Australia's YouTube sensation Anne Reardon has 4.7 million subscribers, and she's been educating and entertaining millions of viewers over the years with her videos on cooking, baking, and debunking food myths. During the pandemic, she finally got started on a long-awaited request by her fans, a cookbook. How to Cook That Crazy Sweet Creations has already shot to the top of Amazon's list. Adeline Ung spoke with Anne just before the book was published. Western Australia has maintained some of the harshest border restrictions of any state during the COVID pandemic. But this week, it's opening its borders to most of the other states and to New Zealand. With its borders closed, more than one third of Australia was effectively a no-go zone. For those who are interested, West Australia is larger than Western Europe, four times the size of Texas, 12 times bigger than United Kingdom, and 20 times larger than England. And the WA capital of Perth was once described as the world's most remote capital city. It's 3,300 kilometres from Sydney by air, or put it another way, it takes 37 hours to drive there from Melbourne. But Perth is an exciting city, and we wanted to check with the CEO of Experience Perth, Tracy Sinovas-Prosser, to get an update on why we should go west. I spoke to her earlier today. Our US correspondent, Kristen Henning, has an interesting take on the effect of the pandemic on senior travellers and empty nesters. Increasingly, these two demographics are taking up the reins as digital nomads, once a term applied only to much younger generations. Kristen tells me about a conversation she had recently with the founder of Beyond the Nest, a tour company that offers support for people wanting to work remotely and use the Work From Anywhere tools to extend their travel. So that's Travel Writers Radio for another week. We hope you enjoy our stories as much as we enjoy bringing them to you. And we look forward to your company again at the same place, same time next week. On behalf of our team of international reporters here at Pellet, this is Graham Kemlow. Thanks for listening.